I'm going to make a pitch that Jesus was a witch today. And I think it's kind of a failure in the sense that it's pretty hard to argue against this, I think. So this is my 58th failure topic, if you're keeping track. One of the quotes in the Bible that I like to kind of rub in the theists' noses is thou shalt not suffer a witch to live in Exodus 22:18. It's a very clear command from God, and it's been the major cause of murders committed in the name of Christianity over many, many years, and it has been used as a de facto free pass to kill whoever gets in the way. So what is a witch? Well, it seems to be largely undefined in the Bible, perhaps because everybody thought they knew what it was, so there was no need to explain. But because witches are a fictional notion that are part of culture, the notion of witchcraft has changed with culture over the years. And so our modern day concept of witches may be a bit different than that of the past.
Sort of like gods.
Yeah, sort of like gods. Yeah, the notion of God, or whether Jesus was divine, that notion changed over time. And clearly, though, witchcraft seems to involve magic of some form. It's not like the illusion of modern day magicians, the illusion sort of magic, but real power, real magical power. And it's also power as seen as not from God himself or not God's power. So that there seems to be a distinction that way.
Well, today, just a note, in Nigeria, right, the children are often persecuted as witches.
Yeah. So
they are physically abused and very badly hurt by their own families and by the churches there and holy men or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what, you know.
But yeah, unfortunately,
religious leaders.
Sort of superstition exists in a lot of different cultures, but it's in Christianity in Africa, it's taken hold again.
And so anytime and kind of, anything goes bad,
it's like a little brush
they
fire.
They start looking for the witch, right?
Yeah.
So you lose your job. Who made you lose your job? You get sick and you don't get better right away. Who made you get sick? Your crops didn't do so well this year. Whose fault is that?
Find somebody.
So it's right. That toddler, clearly.
Yeah. Or that woman who's got too many cats or something and lives off in the forest. So
so it plagues us even today.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of laughable in many respects today. But unfortunately, behind the scenes, there have been a lot of murders and a lot of harm done.
A lot of abuse.
Yeah, in the name of this. So. But perhaps if you were a witch today, you might want to just hide in plain sight. So just as like a child molesting minister becomes involved with the children's ministries or the biblical education, what better place for a witch than to hide in plain sight, claiming to be the agent or the son of God? And what independent verification do we have that such a person is a witch or not? If Jesus were a witch, it certainly explains the magic, you know, and it also explains perhaps why he never returned in time in the time he promised, because he's a liar. Again, he was a and his references to the Father could just be Satan. Maybe that, you know, maybe it was the quotes were taken out of context.
Satan was meddling in the church.
Yeah, could be. And so perhaps Jesus' death was just deserved as per Old Testament law. So in the Bible, there are some related things to witches. There's some condemnations that go along with the witches. There shall not be found among you anyone that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all these things that are an abomination unto the Lord. This is Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Also, a man also or a woman that has a familiar spirit or is a wizard or shall surely be put to death. She shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. This Leviticus 20:27. So what do these terms mean? These are all kind of, you know, cultural things that have changed over time. Divination is the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or by unknown spiritual means. But any prophet would presumably have this power, including Jesus. So anybody who claims to be a prophet,
right.
In the Bible.
I think surely people who believe, they tell me not to do that. They tell, when you're talking about people who are Christian who would believe in witches or who would label a witch, I think an oracle, like the oracles in Greece, would qualify as witches, and they claim to be operating on behalf of the gods, right? They were getting their messages from the gods, and they also could foresee the future and predict all kinds of, you know, like they would come to them and ask for signs of war, when they were going to war, when they were, you know, how what will be the outcome. So it's very similar to Old Testament prophets for sure.
Oh, yeah. And even Jesus predicts his own death in Matthew 20, 17 through 19.
Isn't that part of, that's part of the cell, right, is these prophecies.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, the prophecies are divination, pretty clearly.
Absolutely, yes.
And if they are true, true prophecies, although there's a whole different tangent of whether they're really true or not.
I remember also reading about some things that were kind of ritualistic, like when Jesus would be approached and asked a question, he would draw in the sand. And there's never any indication of like what he was drawing. Like, was he drawing, what? Symbols, signs, words, doodles?
Yeah.
You know, what was it?
Let's talk about the Observer of Times. This is superstitiously pronouncing some days lucky and other days unlucky, or an observer of the clouds or heavens, or that divineth by the motions of the clouds or by the stars or the flying and chattering of birds, all of which heathens used to observe. So there's a question of, are you observing these things and trying to tell something, or are you even more powerful and controlling these things? And, maybe the Star of Bethlehem was Jesus controlling the stars, and that's even more impressive, isn't it?
The idea was, though, that this was considered to be a sign.
Yes.
So who gave the sign of the birth then?
Right.
If it's sinful to give a sign, to read a sign from the stars, then certainly God wouldn't provide us a sign in the stars and then forbid us to, that doesn't even make sense, right?
Yeah, there's a problem there for sure. Okay. Enchanter is a conjurer that discovers hidden things by superstition or use of ceremonies and such. I'm going to kind of skip that. The more interesting one is necromancer, one that calls up and inquires of the dead. And Lazarus of Bethany was restored to life after 4 days of being dead by Jesus.
Well, Jesus, didn't he minister to the dead supposedly when he was crucified? Didn't he go and minister to the dead and then?
Oh, I didn't remember. So there's another one.
I think so. I'll look it up while you're doing your thing.
And then the Infancy Gospel of Thomas, which is an apocryphal gospel, has Jesus performing many of the raisings of the dead, several of whom he killed first. Oops. And Jesus looks more like a witch as far as dealing with the dead than even the Witch of Endor, who's a big character in Samuel 1. Finally, a consulter of familiar spirits. Well, familiars are animals or animal-like guides. And in Mark 1:13, concerning Jesus, he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted of Satan, supposedly.
The passages.
Oh,
can I go ahead and just... They apparently are in 1 Peter, and it reads, Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, 8 persons, were brought safely through the water. That's 1 Peter 3:18 to 20. But then this is 1 Peter 4:4-6, where it says, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does.
Oh, okay. So minister to the dead. Okay, that's pretty scary.
I guess there's other ways you could read that. You know what I mean? You could kind of read it in the sense of that it was preached to people who are now dead. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
So,
one of my frustrations with the Bible is it's inherently unclear and inherently vague and inherently invites interpretation, and so everybody interprets it, and they end up with different interpretations.
Combined with this passage saying he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, right? And spirits. That's generally thought of as hell, because when he died and descended into hell and then was raised.
Right. Otherwise, you'd say prisoners, right? Okay. Back to familiar spirits. They're animal-like guides. And in Mark 1, he was with the wild beasts on his 40 days out in the wilderness. And also, when Jesus came back into Jerusalem, he was either on a donkey or a colt, depending on which passage.
Sure, okay.
And in some passages, it's both. And familiars are not necessarily identifiable animals, so this confusion could very well be because it was a familiar.
But so he went, let's see, he was tempted by Satan. Well, that was the official memo, but we just know there was a meeting.
Right. And there were all sorts of wild beasts there that he was cavorting with, right?
We don't know what happened
to that
meeting.
So casting of spells, that's a big one. Well, Jesus cured various ailments. He cast out demons, or maybe it was angels that got cast out. I don't know. He made all sorts of loaves and fishes. He walked in water. He calmed a storm. He killed a fig tree. So, we got lots of spells here. So the Jesus of the Bible is pretty much indistinguishable from a witch. And since thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, it only seems sensible that he was killed. Although he may have been killed for sedition, he might have been killed for witchcraft. Maybe he should have been killed for witchcraft. I don't know. And he was unable to prevent his own death, so this witchcraft presumably wasn't all that powerful. Otherwise, he could have escaped his own death. So maybe this whole Jesus idea is a test from God to see if Christians are paying attention to the Old Testament and the laws there. They're clearly not. And if God exists, he'll sort out those Christians who weren't paying attention. And I think that's another failure of Christianity.
Well, it would be interesting because if it was a satanic ruse, right, if the whole thing was a satanic ruse, then there may not even be a hell.
Right.
Certainly wouldn't be salvation.
It sort of knocks the whole thing on its
ear. It would be interesting.
Right. So let's take some calls.
All right.